entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. As the rest of us blithely go along about our lives, artificial intelligence creators keep humming along, and now a warning.
Current and former employees at two major artificial intelligence companies are sounding the alarm about what they describe as a reckless and secretive industry. In an open letter, the group is calling for more transparency, saying AI companies possess substantial non-public information about the capabilities and limitations of their systems. However, they currently have only weak obligations to share some of this information with governments and none with civil society.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Lebanese soldiers shot and wounded a Syrian national who had a gun and tried to assail the U.S. Embassy outside Beirut, wearing an Islamic State shirt. President Biden arrived in Paris. He's in France to participate in ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the Normandy invasion that marked the beginning of the end for the Nazis. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your dad is one of a kind. Here's a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Order mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Show your dad the love he deserves with an unconditional money-back guaranteed gift as unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July milk up 26 to 2090, August up 33 to 2105, September up 27 to 2088, October up 10 to 2039. Cheese markets were steady, barrels at 196, 40-pound blocks at 189. No trades on the day. Cash butter up 4.25 to 316 and a quarter, one trade. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 2.25 to 119, 17 trades on the day. Dry whey up 2 to 44 even, and three trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly lower on the day, even though boxed beef prices were higher. Cash markets have yet to develop, and the traders are not in a position to move live and feeder cattle markets higher until cash develops. Hog markets mostly lower, even though midday pork cutout values are higher. The market is currently trading below its support level. Demand hasn't been sufficient in recent weeks. That continues to pressure hogs. June live cattle was up 15 cents at 182.17, but August feeder cattle down 17 cents to 256.02. June hogs down 95 cents to 92.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly lower after the crop progress and planting report came out, with the planting progress further along and crop progress better than expected. Wheat markets mostly lower. Harvest pressure from the Kansas wheat harvest, as that continues to roll along, continued to pressure U.S. wheat. New crop corn down 3/4 on the day to 462 even. New crop beans down 7 3/4 to 1156. Chicago wheat July down 14.5 to 658 1/4. Minneapolis wheat July down 10 1/4 to 723 1/2. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 391, July 394, new crop 407, cash beans 1109, July 1109, new crop 1076. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 416.5, July 416.5, August 405.25, and new crop at 412. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 412, August 415, new crop 412. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and July corn at 389, new crop 407. Cash beans 1104, July 1107, new crop 1081. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 402, new crop 412, cash beans 1094, new crop at 1071. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 420, July 421, August 412, new crop 417, cash beans 1152, July 1156, new crop at 1097. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 389, new crop 407, cash beans 1111, new crop 1081. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 171, market cows 102 to 140, bulls 136 to 157, calves at 250 to 980, beef steers 182 to 370, Holstein steers 162 to 392. Sheep markets, market lambs and late lambs, 255 and down. Ewes, 210 and down. Rams, 120 and down. Goat markets, does 110 and down. Bucks, 125 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers, 182 to 196. Finished beef heifers, 182 to 190.50. Finished dairy steers, 165 to 178.50. Market cows, 110 to 129. Market bulls, 149 to 167. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Whether it's your phone, computer, or television, too much screen time can have a serious impact on your eyes, causing eye strain, nearsightedness, fatigue, and even headaches. Now, protecting your eyes is easier than ever with new Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, new Nordics Blueberry Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision as well as relieve and minimize eye fatigue and damage caused by digital devices. Search Blueberry Eye Supplements on Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, getting a little breezy here by later this afternoon. Our high 78 with wind west at 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to around 25 by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear breezy, 55 tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Horse swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do? Standing there looking at you, lonely boy far from home.
Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was southern summer nights. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me. But it sure felt
About the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country.
1430. No one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man. And I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know right now. Got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't even know yet. But no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, that I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. I want bells to ring, the white dress, the guest, the cake, the car.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shania Twain, No One Needs to Know, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins, and we have temperatures currently in the upper 50s across the region. Looks like most of the rain is continuing to move off to the east, and we'll have more details in our ag weather forecast here. Coming up next hour. Also in next hour, Gary Crawford is in and talking about food safety, not only here in the U.S., but also around the world. We'll have more with Gary on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Bio-based products are the future of agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Bio-based products, including fuels, lubricants, construction materials, and more, are the future and were the subject of several House Farm Bill amendments in May. Iowa's Zach Nunn offered and withdrew his bio-based products amendment after House Agriculture Chair Glenn Thompson agreed to work with him to perfect it for possible later inclusion.
This bipartisan proposal improves the USDA's biorefinery, renewable chemical, and bio-based product manufacturing assistance program by creating a grant within the program for the construction and expansion of new or existing biorefineries.
Nunn says bureaucratic red tape has kept the program underutilized, limiting its effectiveness. Nunn co-sponsored the amendment with Illinois Representative Nikki Budzinski.
Bioprocessing is an incredibly important element happening in Central and Southern Illinois initiative. Our hardworking Illinois farmers are the backbone of the economy for this for our entire state, and I believe we should be creating more unique and innovative opportunities for our farmers.
Budzinski says it takes infrastructure to make fuels, feed, and even textiles to create those new markets and bring farmers into the future.
In my district, the University of Illinois is a national leader in biomanufacturing and is the proud home to the Integrated Bioprocessing and Research Lab, where students and faculty drive world-class innovation every day.
A separate amendment, also withdrawn with a commitment for further review, would give USDA a role to better define and clarify bio-based product labels to boost consumer and manufacturer acceptance and sales. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are high interest payments becoming too much to bear?
Luckily, there's a way for consumers struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans to significantly reduce the amount they owe if they qualify. Qualifying for this debt relief program, which the credit card companies prefer to keep secret, will only require you to pay back a fraction of what you owe with one affordable monthly payment. You don't have to file bankruptcy or need a debt consolidation loan. Consumers can now take advantage of this financial debt relief during the current economic downturn and rising inflation. If you owe $10,000 or even $500,000 in credit card debt or personal loans, call the Debt Relief Advocates Helpline now for this free information and to see if you qualify. Call 800-535-1301. 800-535-1301. Again, that's 800-535-1301.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, getting a little breezy here by later this afternoon. Our high 78 with wind west at 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to around 25 by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear breezy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. All leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter, Shut Up and Kiss Me here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the upper 50s across the region this morning, and looks like we're going to could see some showers and storms here this afternoon, and then things will clear out here for the next few days. Our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. The National Dairy Farmers Assuring Responsible Management Programs announced it's opened up a nomination period for the 2024 Farm Excellence Awards. The awards spotlight to participating farms and farm evaluators that demonstrate excellence and engagement with their farm program. The awards are divided into four categories: animal care and antibiotic stewardship, environmental stewardship, workforce development, and the farm evaluator of the year. Now, nomination forms are available through the National Farm website. So just go to the FARM website, and you can find out more on that program. The winners will attend the annual meeting of the National Dairy Producers, or National Milk Producers Federation, rather, on October 20th through the 23rd in Phoenix, Arizona. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. This morning at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines, Iowa, thousands of people from the pork industry gathered for the beginning of the 2024 World Pork Expo. The event runs today and tomorrow, and it's hosted by the National Pork Producers Council. I'll have more details when we come back. Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction.
Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffisgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. The World Pork Expo, getting underway today in Des Moines, Iowa, is a significant event for the pork industry, with attendees getting a look at the latest innovations in production and processing, networking, and educational seminars. The event is organized by the National Pork Producers Council, and it's expected that more than 10,000 pork producers and ag professionals will be in attendance this year, with producers attending from dozens of countries around the world. They're drawn by the size and scope of the expo, with more than 300,000 square feet of exhibit space hosting nearly 400 companies. It's the largest pork-specific gathering in the world. Lori Stevermer, president of the NPPC, says, quote, "This event embodies everything great about the industry, and it's a chance to see the latest in pork production and connect with peers from around the world." New this year is the addition of the Young Pork Advocates Meet. It's a competitive event for young adults aged 17 to 22 to learn how policy development works in a producer-led organization like the National Pork Producers Council. Competitors will dig into a current problem in the pork industry and then create a plan to get their proposed solutions through the committee structure with mock motions and deliberations. The team which performs the best will win a $2,500 scholarship and a trip to the Fall Legislative Action Conference in Washington, D.C. It's one way the industry is looking to connect passionate young people with the pork industry and inspire them to stay connected. In addition to the Advocates Meet, this year's event will feature a free pork lunch for attendees at the Big Grill, and lunch provides an opportunity to connect and network with fellow visitors or exhibitors, or just to recharge between educational sessions. This year, sessions focus on the market outlook, trust in the industry, and the future of pork. Plus, Thursday will feature a discussion on utilizing the Climate Smart Agriculture grants from the USDA in pork production. I'll have more when we come back.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Yes, the pork industry is big business in the United States, with more than 610,000 employees working across production, processing, research, and contributing nearly $57 billion to the U.S. economy each year. Events like this week's World Pork Expo help foster collaboration and innovation in the industry. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever.
even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent.
Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I
somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Happened.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Matt Beck and Scott Scheffler of Washington County have been recognized as top nominees in Wisconsin Farm Bureau's 4th Annual Heroes of Hope campaign. Heroes of Hope, a subset of the Farm Neighbors Care campaign, is focused on shedding light on rural heroes who have helped others through a tough time. Heroes of Hope aims to identify people who have helped bring hope to farmers or businesses, either in large or small ways. Members of the agriculture community were encouraged to nominate individuals who have made an impact on the way they conduct business, both ordinary and extraordinary. When a local farmer lost his life to a farm accident, Beck and Scheffler knew what they needed to do, something to honor their friend. Together, they organized a tractor gathering on the day of the funeral. More than 150 tractors of all colors and from five different counties gathered at Farmers Implement in Allenton to honor and celebrate their friend and beloved family member. The Wisconsin Beef Council has donated over $1,100 to Feeding Wisconsin from a spring fundraiser aimed at purchasing beef for families in need across the state. The WBC fundraiser, which ran for 2 weeks, sold 235 shirts, including T-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, and sweatshirts featuring the slogan, "You can't live a full life on an empty stomach." Feeding Wisconsin is the state association of six regional Feeding America partner food banks that provide emergency food to over 1,000 local food pantries and meal programs in all 72 counties and 11 tribal nations throughout Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Beef Council has a long-standing partnership with Feeding Wisconsin, having donated $7,000 to the organization from previous efforts. Farmers' outlook improved in May as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose to 108, a 9-point increase from April. The Index of Future Expectations climbed 11 points to 117, and the Current Conditions Index rose 6 points. The Future Expectations Index boost reflects farmers expecting conditions to improve, although it's clear that 2024's financial challenges are still a concern. A rise in crop prices from the April survey's date to mid-May played a role in boosting farmer sentiment this last month. By mid-May, Eastern Corn Belt corn prices had risen by 2 to 3% since the April survey was conducted. The Farm Financial Performance Index rose to 82 in May, up 6 points from April. The index asks producers to compare their farm's expected financial performance to last year. Producers' outlook on capital investments improved modestly, with the farm capital index up 4 points to 35. The National Chicken Council released a statement responding to the announcement of USDA's new proposed rule, Poultry Grower Payment Systems and Capital Improvement Systems. NCC President Mike Brown says these are solutions in search of problems that do not exist. This is the latest example of the Biden administration racing to impose its anti-business regulatory agenda ahead of the election, Brown said. The rule, which Congress never asked for, will lead to rigid one-size-fits-all requirements on chicken growing contracts that would stifle innovation, lead to higher costs for consumers, decrease competition, and cost jobs by driving some of the best farmers out of the business. He also says the administration likes to deflect the blame at our country's food producers as the reason for high grocery prices, instead of looking in the mirror at their failed policies and increased regulations, he said. Brown said they will oppose those new rules. Meanwhile, several other agriculture groups responded positively to USDA's release of the Poultry Grower Payment Systems and Capital Improvement Systems proposed rule. National Farmers Union says the rule addresses abuses by the poultry industry of broiler chicken producers under the tournament ranking system, as well as situations where the poultry companies make coercive facility investment demands of growers. The Organization for Competitive Markets and Competitive Markets Action released a statement applauding USDA for stepping up to prevent the exploitation of contract poultry growers across the nation. Meanwhile, the director of Campaign for Contract Agriculture Reform says the rule addresses the situations in which poultry companies take advantage of contract growers, and this is an important step in bringing fairness to the contracting practices used by large poultry companies to contract with farmers raising chickens for them. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, Getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, getting a little breezy here by later this afternoon. Our high 78 with wind west at 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to around 25 by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear breezy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did.
Thanks.